Marlins and Braves at SunTrust Park. A nice moment pregame for John Schaerholz Jr., honored for his induction to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
As Giancarlo, first ball hitting, Rockets went a long way deep to center, and we're tied at one. Stanton well over everything in center field here at SunTrust Park, his league-leading 34th of the season.
He's an equal opportunity home run hitter, and he launches another one. A high fly ball to deep left center. It is up, up and away. A two-run home run for Giancarlo Stanton. His second of the night, 35th of the year, and at this moment he leads the majors in home runs. Here's the pitch. A swing here, and a ball drilled high into the air to right. It is a three-run home run for Nick Markakis. And it's a 4-3 lead for the Atlanta Braves.
2-2 pitch to Phillips, a swing and a line drive, base hit left field, Adams scores, and it's 5-3 Atlanta.
1-1 pitch, a swing and a ground ball to third. Phillips has it, throws down to second for the final out of the game.
Braves hang on, 5-3 your final. Atlanta's bullpen secures the save by tossing three scoreless innings of relief. R.A. Dickey goes 6 and improves to 7-7 on the year. Brandon Phillips, the only player in the Braves lineup with a multi-hit game, he went 2-for-4 with two runs scored and an RBI. Here's Marlins skipper Don Mattingly after the loss.
Yeah, it looked like he missed some areas. I'm not sure where he's trying to go on Markakis, but it looks like some balls were hit. And we had some chances to make plays. Just didn't seem to be able to make, would have been great plays. We didn't make any plays for him. But it looked like he just kind of missed spots more than anything else because he was kind of cruising, through it up until that point. No, he's one of those guys, you just take your bats, throw them out the window, and you're done with them. It's basically like playing backyard with the ball. You're basically just trying to get a ball up. Get something you can hit hard, and you're really at the mercy of movement. And they can be kind of tricky at times. But they're at bats different than really anybody else you see. Some guys see them good, some guys hit them good, some guys don't. Some guys I've seen guys really good with them, and other guys not as good, But obviously he's seeing good tonight. But I don't know, we just didn't make plays. If you see the ball good off the bat or what, but it's gonna be nice, just don't make plays. Tonight we didn't make plays.
Adam Conley lasted just 5 1/3 with 2 strikeouts and picked up his 4th loss of the season on Friday night against the Braves. Here's Conley after the game.
I'm actually fine with the pitch. I thought it was in, but I know a lot of times what I see on the field out there when I'm throwing is different than what actually happened. So I came in and asked the guys on the tape about it, and the ball was in. So, I just got to tip my cap to him. I'd been pitching him up, and he was chasing the ball up in there. And on a 3-2 count with my slot and all that and throwing the ball in there, I thought I'd blow him up there, but he got his hands inside and hit a homer. So, sometimes it's going to happen, but I don't have a problem with the pitch. So,
you still feel kind of like continued improvement from since you came back up?
As far as efficiency and executing pitches early, I actually felt like that was the best I've been since being back. Now in the sixth there, I wasn't able to get ahead in the same way. So that's what's so strange about this game is that the at-bat that really hurt me was the Markakis homer, which is a pitch that I'm okay with. And to the other batters, which ended up not really having a whole lot to do with that, I wasn't making good pitches. So that's just kind of go back to look at how tough this game is to succeed and win at this level. All those little things matter, and they're magnified in a game like this.
So can you kind of pinpoint just command, basically, in that inning?
Before in the game, I was getting ahead of every hitter and really being able to get to the secondary stuff out of the zone or fastballs out of the zone when I wanted to. And when you're 2-0 in this league, you just don't have that liberty. So going 2-0 to those guys, I'm kind of fight back into the count. And like the ground ball to Flowers there on the slider, I want him to hit the ball on the ground there, but it just finds a hole. This game's tough, so I'm actually happy with the way I threw. But just some of those small little things throughout the start are magnified, obviously, in a game like this.
When you're getting soft contact and then not all turning into outs early, what do you tell yourself to when you need to go get another out?
Keep doing it. I like my odds. If you're in this league, if your guy's going to put the ball in play and he's going to hit it soft like that, then all I can do is keep it up. I know in the past, earlier in my career and coming up through the minor leagues and everything, there's a tendency to try and make your stuff better and try and make guys start missing and everything. And a lot of times you kind of see the results actually get worse at that point when you're trying to do too much and kind of go outside of what you're really capable of doing for that day. So as far as the way I threw the ball for most of the night, I was actually really happy with it as far as staying within myself and trying to be efficient and getting ahead in the count. but that six just unraveled a little bit, and then obviously the one pitch to Markakis there.
Stanton's home run, I mean, he had given up a hit at the time, only the fourth inning, but you're down a run, and he, like, nearly breaks the batter's eye. I mean, what does that do for you, just obviously the game?
Well, you know, anytime he comes up there, he's capable of it, so it's just something that I always know in the back of my head. And my end of it really is to go out there and do my job and get as deep into that game as I possibly can. Every fifth day when they give me the ball and give us a chance to win, knowing that those guys are capable of that every time they step in the box.
This series continues on Saturday. Dan Straley on the mound for the Marlins against Mike Fulton-Evich for the Braves.